505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and we got plenty of rain. It's going to be with us one way or another, probably till midnight or so. You could see some strong gusty winds as well, so be aware of that. And then, well, next week, it looks like sunshine. That's all subject to change, obviously, but that's what we're looking at right now. California, remember that? A perfect example to all the rest of us why we should not be voting for Kamala Harris. California, back in 2014, instituted a ban on plastic grocery bags. Remember that? I was on the air in San Francisco before that became the law, a little bit earlier than that. And I remember when they were tossing this idea around. And they were determined to get rid of plastic grocery bags. I thought, well, why? Oh, they're killing people. You know, the poor walruses are winding up in the grocery bags, and they're all dying. Where is it? Well, it's in the ocean. I've never seen that. Well, you don't care. I do care. But I've just never seen this. And there are fish that are getting into the grocery bag. But we got to just do away with the plastic grocery bags. All right. What are you going to do instead? Well, we're going to charge people for plastic grocery bags. Well, I thought you were going to get rid of them. Well, you're going to have to pay for them. Well, then you're not getting rid of them. You're just buying them. Well, then people will reuse them. And we want them to reuse cloth bags. They should bring cloth bags in. Oh, cloth bags which actually harbor bacteria and infectious things like that. Yeah, well, just move along here now. Nothing more to be seen. I am old enough, I hate that phrase, but I really am old enough to remember when we would go to the grocery store, our bags came in paper bags. And those paper bags were so thick that after you were done carrying the groceries home, you would use them to cover your textbooks in school because you actually cared about the textbooks. And you cared about them enough to have a book cover on them to protect them so that the kids who got them the next year would have good quality books. And those bags, you could use those bags for damn near anything. And then, I can remember this as a child, all of a sudden, a collection of environmental wackos came along and said, we've got to do away with paper shopping bags. Why? Well, it's killing all the trees. We're just chopping. We don't have any trees left. And I said, but there are a lot of... No. They're all going to be gone if we keep going with paper shopping bags. That's absurd. Oh, and I should... I almost forgot this. The paper shopping bags were introduced... If I look at the history, I think it's in the 50s that paper shopping bags became very popular for grocery stores. And they, for the most part, replaced canvas bags or fabric bags that shoppers brought with them because there would be contaminants on those fabric bags and people would get sick. So they said it'd be much safer for all of us if we had paper bags. So we had the paper bags. Then we get the collection of environmental wackadoodles come along and say, oh my gosh, all the trees, we're chopping down all the trees. There'll never be another tree. We've got to do away with paper bags. Okay, and so we did away with paper bags, and we got plastic shopping bags, which were fine until another collection of crazy environmental wackadoodles came along and said, oh no, they're killing the magical starfish or some crap, so we're going to get rid of those, and what are you replacing them with? Paper bags, or you can buy the plastic bags, or you can go back to the canvas and fabric bags. Well, in 2014, California did away with plastic shopping bags. And you know what's happened? As they have instituted laws that, number one, plastic shopping bags that are available, you have to pay for them. They cannot be as thick as the older plastic shopping bags. So you know what happens? People will double bag their groceries because the one bag will rip. 10 years later, the amount of plastic bag waste per California resident has risen by 50%. 50%. That is according to the Wall Street Journal. Wow. The amount of plastic bags thrown away per 1,000 people in California rose from 4 tons to almost 6 tons in 2021. The ban on those plastic bags said that you are now having a choice, but if you don't reuse your bags, which is what they all said you would do, you just throw them away. And so now the waste is 50% higher per California resident. It's kind of crazy when you think about it. Kamala Harris says if she is president, she will build 3 million new homes in 4 years. Well, the Kamala Harris Joe Biden administration has been there for 3.5 years. They said that they were going to electrify the nation. They were going to build electric vehicle charging stations throughout America. They have built 8 charging stations in 3.5 years. 8 of them. They had planned to build 500,000 of them. That was their announced goal, 500,000 EV charging stations. As of now, Kamala Harris and her team have built 8 charging stations, and that the cost of $7.5 billion. Now, you do the math, and again, I'm not a math guy, but that's about $1 billion per electric vehicle station. You really believe she's going to build 3 million homes in 4 years? If she's going to do that, I'm telling you, I want my flying car. I want all of my energy needs met by unicorn farts that have been harnessed on a unicorn ranch somewhere. I mean, if we're going all in, we're going all in. This is Hayek's road to serfdom, by the way. I said the other day, it could be the road to serfdom, could be the road to perdition, could be the road right off the cliff. But whatever it is, we're on that road. And you pick whichever one of those might work best for you, but I'm here to tell you that's where we're headed. All right, a little bit earlier today, I gave you an example of inflation, how inflation works. And I had a lot of people reach out and say, oh my gosh, Jeff, we have never, ever understood it before, and this is so clear. Would you mind sharing it again? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'll tell you what, in a moment, I'm going to give you an example of inflation, and you should be able to fully understand the way inflation works, and especially now as we hear folks like Kamala Harris and her side telling us that, quote, inflation is down. All right. Moments from now, I'll give you the details, but here's what I want in your head right now. You weigh 200 pounds. That's our starting point. Now, I know you don't really weigh 200 pounds, but I just want you to have that in your head, because for me, I got to have nice, easy numbers to work with or I'm going to get confused. So you weigh 200 pounds. I weigh 200 pounds. We all weigh 200 pounds. That's going to be the basis now for our thesis. And in a moment from now, I'm going to use that as a jumping off point to explain completely how inflation works. Okay. Oh, you know, if you want to jump ahead of the curve, I do share everything on social media. So you should be following Jeff Katz Show over on X, Jeff Katz Show over on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. 5:20, Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. Yes, I am going to explain for you in the clearest, simplest terms how inflation works. We hear the folks on the left, Kamala Harris and the rest of the Democrats, telling us that inflation is down. They are correct that the most recent inflation report was down. They ignore all of the inflation reports before that. See, inflation builds upon itself. It's like compounding an interest. So let's use this example. It is, I think, the best example that I've ever been able to share. So we go back in time. You and I each weigh 200 pounds. For some of us, it's a cut. For some of us, it's a build. I get it, but we weigh 200 pounds. So in 2020, you start the year weighing 200 pounds. But in 2020, you gain 5 pounds. And then in 2021, you gain 11 pounds. In 2022, you gain 9 pounds. And in 2023, you gain 6 pounds. Now, what have you heard so far? You're gaining weight. I don't know what you're eating. I don't know if it's all chips or candy bars, whatever it is. You are gaining weight. You obviously, you're not exercising. You're not, but you gained weight every single year, right? 2020, 5 pounds. 2021, 11 pounds. 2022, 9 pounds. 2023, 6 pounds. This year, 2024, you only gained 3 pounds. What do you tell people? Well, my weight gain is down. Huh. Now, your friends and family are going to tell you you're bat crap crazy, that you've really packed on a bunch of weight, but others will go, oh, really? Yeah. And you can say that honestly. Your weight gain is down. You only gained 3 pounds this year. I do want you to think back to the fact that you started this little adventure at 200 pounds, and now you weigh 234 pounds. You've gained a boatload of weight. But you can honestly say, this year, your weight gain is down. Because it's less than your weight gain the year before, or the year before that, or the year before that, or the year before that. Now think of inflation. Inflation builds upon itself. The fact that the rate of inflation in July was, what did they tell us? 2%, whatever it was. It was less than the rate in June, which would be great were it not for the fact that that smaller increase in July was built upon the increase in June, which was built upon the increase in May, which was built upon, and we go back and back and back and back to the beginning of this absolute white. 534, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday evening. We got lots of rain, and it's going to be with us, I'm telling you. Probably till around midnight, there are going to be some strong gusty winds, and it'll clear out 1-2 in the morning, and then I think we're good. Seriously. I mean, overnight it's going to be like 60 degrees. It'll be nice sleeping weather once that rain is not getting in your window, and the next week or so looks, well, comfy, sunny and clear and all that other good stuff. All right, Democrats' National Convention kicks off tonight. Is anybody going to watch it or listen to it? Because I'm not. I'd like to tell you that I am so that you don't have to, but I would be lying to you. I don't know that I ever need to hear from Joe Biden again in my life. I think he's an absolutely despicable human being. And I'm glad that we're done with him. But that being said, what the Democrats committed was a coup. That was an actual, honest-to-goodness coup inside the White House. And the reason that Joe Biden and Antony Blinken are pushing so hard for Bibi Netanyahu to go along with some sort of a deal and trying so hard to get the knuckle-dragging murderous thugs who are Hamas to agree to a deal is that they want that to be Joe Biden's legacy. They want that to be the last thing that happens while he is president. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I know that right now, today, at this very time, I should be in Israel. And the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, which had organized this trip and invited me to go on it, canceled it because of security concerns. So right now, I should not be talking to you. Right now, I should be in Tel Aviv. And I'm not. And I want more than just about anything else to have that opportunity to go to Israel at some point. I think it's vitally important for me personally. Now, all of that being said, I'm not going to watch Joe Biden tonight. Will I deal with him tomorrow? I will. I will review the recordings. I'll go back and I will pick some stuff out. Jeremy has other plans tonight, right? You're doing what? Monday Night Raw? You'll be busy. I will be busy. No, I have stuff to do. I have to clip my toenails. And that's, Joe Biden or clipping my toenails. I'm telling you, I'm clipping the nails every single time in that dust up. That's who I'm taking. But I want you to know exactly what we are dealing with. And you heard from Kamala Harris just moments ago. Even if you lose, you are undefeated. Okay. There is an ad that is released, that was released, rather, last night. It's going to be airing throughout the Democrats' convention. I want you to take a listen to this. This is cut number 5.
Kamala Harris was given one important job as vice president: monitor and control our southern border. How did she do? Did she take the job seriously? Did she do all she could to protect American citizens from an invasion? Did she do anything at all?
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Here's her grim scorecard: murders, rapes, attacks on children. A 12-year-old girl in Texas, a mother of 5 in Maryland, a nursing student in Georgia. All savagely murdered by those Biden and Harris led into our country unlawfully.
We have a secure border.
Kamala Harris was and is a complete failure at her job. Now she's asking us for a promotion? Who in their right mind would give it to her? Restoration Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I think that's a great ad. That is absolutely, positively a great, great ad. And I hope that everybody watches it. I hope that everybody gets an opportunity to see it and listen to it. And even with that, there will be people who happily vote for her because, and you fill in the blank, why would anyone vote for her? If you had one job within the administration and that was the border and you failed so miserably, why on earth would you get a promotion? On the one hand, we're told that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have worked hand in hand throughout this administration. She's been there at every important decision. All right, well, they've screwed up everything. Oh, no, well, she wasn't involved in that. Well, you got to pick one. What did she do? Did she do anything? We have a snippet here which just blew my mind and would probably have you blowing like a point, well, certainly a 0.08, probably closer to a 0.10. Kamala Harris is at an event. The police officers who were detailed to that event said that had she been driving, they would have popped her for DUI. Cut number 7.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it is very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
All right, ma'am, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to step heel to toe 18 steps in that direction, turn without stepping off the line, and then walk back. And then after that, I'm going to ask you to stare at this pen. I'm just going through some of the things I probably would have said to her on the side of the road if I would have pulled her over. As you know, in the United Kingdom, they have announced that if you say something on social media that they don't like, they're coming to lock you up. We have somebody who's already been arrested for anti-establishment rhetoric. What does that mean? Don't know. Well, how can you arrest somebody for anti-establishment rhetoric? Don't you people have freedom of speech? And the answer over there is no. We joke about what's in the Constitution here in the United States. We really do. We joke about it. We laugh about it. And we don't think it's all that important because we've always had it. But go live someplace where they don't have it, and you will understand very, very quickly the strength of our American Constitution. Talk to people in Australia. People in Australia thought that they had a right to own firearms. And they did have that right, and they owned firearms, but they got that right not from God, as we do in the United States, but they got it from the Australian government. And the Australian government then decided, yeah, you don't have that right anymore, and you got to get rid of all your guns. That's because they don't have a Second Amendment. So in the United Kingdom right now, they'd like to think that they have freedom of speech. You go on any soapbox, any town green over there, and just stand up and start talking, right? They have that whole speaker's corner in London where people just show up and jump up there and start saying stuff. Well, in the new and improved England, now firmly under the control of the Socialist Labour Party, you don't have freedom of speech. And they don't like what you're doing on social media. They don't like, quote, keyboard warriors. And so they've already announced they will be arresting people. And we all laughed at it, except they've done it. And as I say, one of the early arrests is of a man who has been charged with anti-establishment rhetoric. In other words, saying, I don't agree with what's going on. And if you think that they're not going to lock you up, take a listen to cut number 8.
We will guarantee a prison cell. We will make sure that those people who need to be in prison will be in prison, not necessarily in the area where they live. They may be 200-300 miles away from home, but we will guarantee people a prison cell.
With the numbers are so tight there, how can you make that guarantee?
They are tight, and that's why we've initiated Operation Early Dawn. So basically, the easiest way to describe it is one in, one out. So as people get released, we can then pick up people from police cells and take them to court, and we will triage that 3 times a day.
Wow, they're going to make room for you. Well, if we got to cut some of these murderers loose to make room for the keyboard warriors who are engaged in anti-establishment rhetoric, well, by God, that's what we're going to do. It's kind of terrifying, don't you think? And I have to ask a question. Well, I have a couple of questions. Number one, does anybody have a good power washing company suggestion? No, I mean, I know this is not like a big news story, but here at Casa Cats, we need one. We had one for years, and we had the, well, the company got sold and some other stuff, and long story short, the new folks, so if you've got a good power washing company, send me a note, which applies to God, because they'll have plenty of work. We'd love to have them, but we desperately need a good quality power washing company. Okay, that's number one. Number two, and frankly, more important for everybody, what the hell has happened to Candace Owens? Honest to God, she has gone off the edge with the anti-Semitism. I never knew it. I really did. I had no idea that she hated me and, you know, the other members of the tribe as much as she does. We'll share a little clip from her in just a moment. And as always, if you want to jump ahead, you really need to be with me on social media, because I sent that out earlier today. Yeah, earlier today on X. If you're not with me on X, sign up. Follow me on X. Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show. And on Facebook. Remember, it's the Jeff Katz Show. So follow me over there. If you're already following me, of course, you know exactly what we're going to hear from Candace Owens in just a moment. If you're not, well, yeah, another reason to get signed up. Follow at Show on X. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Susanna Huffs. It is Monday. Later this week, we've got Dr. Michael Brown is going to be joining us. Looking forward to that. Tomorrow, we've got one of our friends from the Daily Caller is going to be here in another, is it next week or the week after? We've got Bill O'Reilly. It's been way too long since we had O'Reilly on, so really looking forward to catching up with him tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. My friend John Reed's going to be here, and John is headed to the Democrats National Convention. When's he going? Thursday? Wednesday? And he's going on his own dime. He's spending his own money, which I think is absolutely insane, but, you know, that's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do. And so he will be there to provide some reports on the crazy people assembled in Chicago. And he has been kind enough to agree to come on in the afternoon and let us know what's going on there. I need to know, because I really used to enjoy a lot of the stuff that Candace Owens did and said. And the last, well, since October the 7th, Candace Owens' anti-Semitism has really come bubbling up from her core. Take a listen. This is just some of the latest. Cut number 9.
Many moons ago, before they decided to establish Israel as a country, I know you've read like the short version in the classroom, and it was like, oh, the Holocaust happened, and then we realized that Israel needs to stay. No, that's not how it went down. That's not how it went down at the F all, okay? Catholics and Christians were going missing on Passover, and then they would find bodies, okay, across Europe, and they were able to trace them back to Jews. Blood libel. There weren't Jews, okay? These were Frankists. And so just like Leo Frank killed Mary Fagan on Passover back in 1913 or 1914, I can't remember the exact date, he did it during Passover for a reason. This Frankist cult, which is masquerading behind Jews, still participates in this to this day, okay? Why would you want, as a small nation that is the size of New Jersey, okay, why would you want the pedophiles to flee there? Like, why would you want the pedophiles to be procreating? Unless the nation of Israel may have been established by some Frankists. And it's looking like Theodor Herzl's family was from the exact same area in Moravia and in Bohemia where the Frankist cult was founded. Crazy, crazy. When you get into his family, that like maybe Theodor Herzl, who wrote in a book that he didn't care how many Jews had to die for him to get the state of Israel, like maybe he was not actually a Torah-worshipping Jew. Like, I don't know. I'm just throwing out some ideas here. And by throwing out some ideas, I mean I've read a ton of books and I figured it out, okay? I am just, like, so over the idea that Israel is our ally and friend. If another person says that stupid statement, I'm going to personally punch you in the face. I am. It's going to be me. That's a joke. Don't take this video off of Twitter. Wink.
Well, Israel is our ally. I will wait for the punch to be delivered at some point. Those on the left are equally as crazy. I mean, I in all candor, I don't even know if Candace Owens is still on the conservative side of things. I don't know. James Carville says that Republicans only support Israel because, quote, Jews are whiter than the Palestinians. It's getting uglier, and frankly, it's getting dumber. I told you, Kamala Harris says she's going to build 3 million homes if she's elected president. She's going to institute price controls. Well, here's a weird thing that happened. Down in Argentina, they've had rent control laws on the books. People were made homeless by that. Javier Milei, who is the new president of Argentina, came in, got rid of the rent control laws, made everything, once again, the free market, that dreaded free market. Rents are falling, and the housing supply is exploding. In other words, the market works. And the World Health Organization has now declared a global health emergency for monkeypox. Just in time for the election, huh? That's crazy. Oh, we can't call it monkeypox anymore, right? Because somebody got offended because it meant that somebody had, you know, connubial relations with a monkey, and so we don't... Mpox. Okay, whatever. Mpox, monkeypox, whatever it is, it is. It's not mayopox, though, right? We know that. Hellman's is launching their mayonnaise-scented cologne. If you've been looking for your scent, I was saying gentlemen, but I suppose that could be for anybody, right? The mayonnaise scent. I have a couple of scents that I have decided I really like. I absolutely love Tommy Bahama products, as you know, and their maritime line is really good. But I am a... I'm a Southerner at this point, so if I'm going to use any sort of mayonnaise cologne, it's going to be Duke's, period. End of story. Quick reminder, sign up to follow me over on social media. That's the way you stay in touch, and you get all of these stories ahead of everybody else. You really do. Jeff Katz Show on X, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Tomorrow morning, first thing, my friend John Reed is going to be here. Please make sure you are tuning in for John. It's always great stuff. Beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.